And pinch hitting for Chancellor Vaughn this week is our great friend. It's the Vice Chancellor.
As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
For enrollment services and student success, it's Dr. Trudy Weddle. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you this afternoon?
Getting closer to Christmas, but we don't have any snow, so that's good. It looks terrible outside, but it's not. We are rolling right along. We're getting shopping days are dwindling and plans are coming together. But you guys, well, you've got a semester to finish, so we're not mailing it us all in just yet, are we?
Not quite. We're almost there though.
Almost.
Slowly wrapping up the fall semester.
Now, we know this week is quote unquote dead week at Indiana University. Where are we on the Ivy Tech calendar as we get closer and closer to the Christmas holiday?
Yeah, so we're similar. People are studying for finals and getting ready for those that should happen next week before they wrap up and close out their fall semester. So similar things happening at the Ivy Tech Bloomington campus this week.
And of course, everybody has one eye on the break. When is your official hiatus starting in December, and when does everybody get to go home and relax a little bit?
Yeah, so next week we'll wrap up our fall semester, and so at that point, you know, by honestly usually Thursday prior to, so December 15th, but the 16th technically, we'll wrap things up and students will enjoy their, you know, winter break, and faculty will enjoy a break as well, well-deserved, I should add. But with that, staff will actually still be on campus. You know, we have a lot of things going on as usual, and we have our spring 2023, so our January start class registration. Students can sign up for those classes right now. So our staff will actually still be on campus through noon on December 23rd. So we are encouraging people not to wait. You know, classes fill up fast. So to come on by and come and see us at 200 Daniels Way, or of course they can call us at 812-330-6013, and we're happy to accommodate things over the phone. We have virtual options to connect with us as well as in person. So just don't delay. Get registered before the college closure.
Absolutely, and during that time as well. You'll have advisors ready to help out and map out for people that might not be 100% convinced that that's the next step for them. How important are your advisors in helping develop that roadmap moving forward, Dr. Weddle?
Yes, advisors are critical to helping students develop that roadmap and even just having those initial conversations. You know, I can think back to my journey through college and how critical that academic advisor was for me as someone who was just thinking about getting back in there and figuring out something to do with my life. I didn't quite know what that something was, and they were really helpful in guiding that conversation and connecting me to resources. And, you know, things have really evolved since my time going through that process. And we now have career coaches on site as well. And so advisors do a great job of making referrals to career coaches. And with career coaching, it sounds really fancy, and it is, of course, but they can do free career assessments, just talk to people about interests that they have, and then take that information to really leverage and have conversations about the programs that we offer, whether that be something short-term that gets somebody straight to work within a matter of weeks, or something that's a little more long-term. And of course, we offer a lot of transfer opportunities as well.
Well, the best part is one size doesn't fit all, and that's not how you folks operate, which I think people who get more information will figure that out. So if you think, well, I work, or I've got a family, or I can't, well, let's not, no. Let's be positive. Let's find a way where you can. And the other thing that we learned, sadly, through the pandemic was you don't have to go to campus. You can Zoom and do virtual things. That doesn't count against anybody. That's just convenient.
Absolutely. I think that was one of the better takeaways, if you will, from the pandemic, is just the increased flexibility that we're able to offer and really, really genuinely meeting people where they are. And that's been something that's been a positive, if you will.
And another positive that has come out, the back to being in person. Well, not every, I'm not going to say every here, I'm going to say most. Tuesdays at the Tech, that gives people the opposite end where, yes, come into the building, let's see what's going on. Smell that? It smells like new building in here. That's fantastic. You can do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that plug. Every Tuesday, we do offer Tuesdays at the Tech, and so the event typically runs from 3 to 5, although we don't discourage people from coming at any other time. Our doors are always open. But this upcoming Tuesday, December 13th, we will have Tuesday at the Tech, and it's really just a great opportunity for prospective and new students to tour our campus, connect with our admissions counselors, discuss resources, and just really connect with our team on a different level. And so, again, the next Tuesday at the Tech is this upcoming Tuesday, December 13th, and people can RSVP by going to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and selecting Bloomington from the drop down.
Now, I know I'm one of the worst RSVPers in the history of RSVP. You're not going to turn somebody away if they just wander in because they heard this wonderful interview with you, correct?
Absolutely not. You know, not only is Ivy Tech open access, we're open to anyone, and regardless of RSVP status, we don't hold any grudge there.
I'm good.
RSVP either. I like to crash.
Any way we can get the information to people, that's the fantastic part of it. Trudy Weddle is our guest today. Now, you've told me about the spring semester, and we need to look into that, especially for classes or areas of expertise that are heavy, heavy demand. Well, there are also information sessions that are coming up in January, and you say, well, Glass, we haven't even got to the holiday yet. That's the whole point. You've got to look a little bit deeper, and at the end of January, you will have next level jobs information sessions. Who is that targeted for, Dr. Weddle, and who should be listening right now?
Yeah, so the Next Level Jobs information sessions are really targeted to anyone who has not already earned a post-secondary degree of any kind. And this opportunity is really a wonderful one that's in partnership with the state of Indiana, where really it's 100% tuition-free educational opportunities for Hoosiers. So the state has identified what they consider high-demand, high-wage career occupations and aligned those with some of the certifications and technical certifications that we offer, which are those shorter 1 to 2 semester type of educational pursuits that our students can have with our campus. And so students can learn more about those opportunities. They range anywhere from healthcare to business to information technology and beyond. And the state, like I said, fully pays. So it's at no cost to the student. And right now I would be remiss if I didn't also mention the fact that we have Ivy Plus, which offers our textbooks being covered. So with the fact that the Workforce Ready Grant under Next Level Jobs covers tuition, textbooks are covered as well. So this is really a no-brainer if you're, you know, one barrier to education often is finances. And as it comes with this particular opportunity, that's not an obstacle. So we are going to have another information session. It'll be at the end of January, but I would encourage anyone that's interested to not wait, obviously, since we have classes that will start prior to. But that next session is on January 31st at 6 p.m. to learn more about Next Level Jobs. And students can also, or any prospective student, can go to ivytech.edu/Bloomington/Next Level Jobs to learn more about that as well.
No secret handshake. No coupon necessary. I don't have to scan one of those pain in the rear end QR codes. You don't have to know somebody. You don't have to fill out a form, so to speak. No cost, free textbooks, 100% free. That's amazing. And then we say it every week, but it's still amazing. It's amazing.
It really is.
So don't wait till they figure out that, well, we're not going to do that forever because, well, nothing lasts forever, perhaps, but please, 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 if you're trying to change it up, get better pay, free. It's all free. Now, the accelerated program, that's a little bit different, and it that has to do with getting in and getting out quickly, but in a different way, and The ASAP program is part of that as well, and Ivy Accelerate. I'll screw it up if I try, so that's why you're here. You're the expert, Doc. Help me out.
It trips me up every now and again, too.
That's impossible. That's impossible.
Yeah, I've got notes over here, too. But yes, thank you. Ivy Accelerate, so that particular pathway is taking applications for our spring start that will be January 17th. And so Ivy Accelerate is really targeted more toward that non-traditional student, maybe working, having additional things going on, and is really focused on keeping the student on track to complete a two-year degree in 2 years, where we know the majority of students right now are pursuing education part-time. For those that want to pursue full-time but also need that accountability partner, I really look at Ivy Accelerate as an accountability partner. They're going to have a team that's going to help you ensure that you stay accountable, that you meet with your peers, and you cheer one another along as you pursue that two-year degree and accomplish it in 2 years. So that's the Ivy Accelerate pathway that is taking applications for our spring start. That will be January 17th. And so for more information, you can visit our website at ivtech.edu/accelerate. And then ASAP, that is on more of our traditional age students. So those students that are just getting ready to graduate from high school, that program is currently taking applications for the 2022-2023 school year. And so really that program allows those students to come in and complete a two-year degree in 1 year. And so those students typically are not working. If they are, it's very few hours because it's a little more intense to complete that two-year degree in 1 year. But again, similar model where we help help them complete that with that cohort style that we know has been very successful. So we have virtual and face-to-face open houses for both ASAP and Accelerate that will be held the last Wednesday of most months at 6 p.m. And for more information on that, again, just visit our website at ivtech.edu/Bloomington/accelerate.
And the great part about this is we've talked about potential or prospective high school students taking it to the next level. We've talked about people with jobs trying to get recertified, people going back to school. It covers somewhere in Ivy Tech, has something for everyone, and that is fantastic. Now, the entrepreneurship program, we know how popular well-attended. Well, of course it is. But you're always doing fun stuff with them, and you're going to have some fun next Wednesday. We want to make sure that the public can come out and join you. What are we doing? Where are we doing it?
Yeah, thank you. So our Bloomington Garitone School of Entrepreneurship, we're actually hosting our second cohort, and they're participating in the Winter Pitch Showcase on Wednesday, December 14th at the Dimension Mill. So a huge shout out to the Dimension Mill for providing the event space, and that is at 642 North Madison Street in Bloomington. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and pitches will begin at 6:30. And really, everyone is welcome to attend and support our students as they share their business pitches with family, friends, Ivy Tech faculty and staff, as well as community members. And this is just really a great opportunity for the community to connect more with our students and learn more about the work that they've done and allowing them to showcase that work, in addition to sampling and purchasing products that might be available for sale. Also, just a little shameless plug here for those that might be interested in enrolling in our third cohort of entrepreneurs that starts in January of 2023. This is really a great opportunity to see what we do. So this program, students are able to earn an entrepreneurship certificate in just 2 semesters, and they can contact Sue Ann Graham at sgraham116@ivtech.edu. And you can also call us at 812-330-6013, and we'll be happy to help you get information on applying and more information about the December 14th Winter Pitch Showcase.
Well, and we'll just stay on Wednesday, December 14th, because the Center for Lifelong Learning will be opening its virtual doors for spring class registration. And then there's a program here that I should be the honorary member of. Glass on Glass. What's going on there?
Yeah, I see that. Glass on Glass. It's our 6-week mosaics class that starts on December 15th. And then you take the glass on glass. I'll do the sticky toffee pudding.
No. We'll change. We'll switch. We'll switch halfway. We'll do that. I like pudding too.
But I really need some help in the cooking department. So baking, I need the help. Trust me. I have plenty of people that can attest. But that one day baking workshop will be on December 17th. So I just encourage everyone to go out, and if you're not familiar or you are familiar, browsing our non-credit opportunities that we offer through the Center for Lifelong Learning, because there's a wider range of just lifestyle, creative arts, and humanities classes that you can choose from. And that's really unique to the Bloomington campus and the service areas. So for more information on that, you can look at ivytech.edu/CLL. And just keep an eye out for all updates and classes there.
Trudy Weddle is our guest. I told you it was going to be busy before the holidays hit. And next week, my goodness, you've got something going on every day of the week, it appears. And we'll wrap up next week. And a great way to help out our community. The Red Cross has had multiple blood drives on campus in 2022. And December is exactly falling into place as well. The blood drives will be next Thursday and Friday. Tell me what time, where, and who can come and donate blood to help out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are excited to host. So it'll be at Ivy Tech Bloomington here at 200 Daniels Way with the American Red Cross doing the blood drive here Thursday, December 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then again on Friday, December 16th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And those will be held in the manufacturing suite at the Indiana Center for Life Sciences, which is just up the road from our main campuses. So there are spots still available, and we really ask that you consider donating now to offset potential shortages that we are currently facing as a nation this time of year.
Blood banks and food banks are never full enough. So if you can help out, that would be fantastic. I'm a terrible baker as well. I'm so bad, I don't even try anymore. My daughter, who is now 12, she's 12. She can handle the baking things from now on. So not me. I can't do it. I'll watch the baking shows. I'll watch all that on Food Network, but I cannot translate it. I need more practice. I'm terrible.
I just pay for it. I'll pay somebody to do it
And leave it to the experts. That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Right.
I tell you
what.
Role. Oh, good. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We're helping local businesses one way or the other. Have a great weekend. I'm going to try to get this rain out of here at some point, but we're not going to freeze. That's the good news. Have fun, and I know we'll talk soon, but if by some random chance we don't talk before the holidays, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that to you and yours.
Likewise. Thank you so much. Always a great opportunity to connect with you, Mike.